Dozens of fires across the western United States continue to burn out of control. The fires have caused massive damage and forced hundreds of families to flee their homes, as Chris Altieri reports.
Wildfires continue to rage across the western United States as firefighters scramble to prevent flames from spreading across rugged terrain thick with tinder. Fire officials across the western United States have been bracing for a busy fire season after scant rainfall this past winter. Some of the intense blazes forced hasty evacuations of rural homes and recreational areas, and officials temporarily shut highways and railways in some fire zones. Authorities in 8 states from California to Montana report wildfires of varying severity. A fire in Utah grew into a massive blaze covering more than 160,000 acres, while another in neighboring Nevada consumed an estimated 152,000 acres. The 2 fires forced temporary closures of major interstate highways. In California, firefighters have been battling one blaze since July 4th. Mike Martin from the California Fire Department says fire crews are being overstretched.
We're in the middle of summer. It's hot and dry, and we've got some dry lightning that's come through, and we've got some more predicted, so it could get busy. Kind of like the perfect storm. If things all come together, we're vulnerable anytime in the summertime.
Thus far, reports of injuries and loss of life have been minimal, with one fatality resulting when a man who had been ordered to evacuate returned to his home in order to retrieve some possessions. A scorching heat wave has engulfed much of the country starting in late June, leaving brush and detritus bone dry and prone to catch fire. Some of the blazes in Oregon, Colorado, and Arizona are being blamed on lightning strikes, while weather experts say the high temperatures and weeks of no rain are helping the fires spread and take hold. I'm Chris Altieri.